Previously on Algoa FM.
Time for the Friday Music Club. Why, Lizard, why? Well, we're referring to an alternative punk rock band straight out of the Nelson Mandela Bay. Joins us this afternoon on the Friday Music Club. Gents, from our studio to yours, welcome.
Hey, how's it been?
How's it?
Fantastic. First of all, who's who in the band? Talk to me.
Okay, so I'm Warren, also known as Malcolm.
Yeah.
Then we've got Shark. He's about to talk now because he's quite shy. I play bass.
Okay, next.
Barry on other guitar. And then we have a drummer as well, but he couldn't make it today. He's from the Dispatch.
Okay. Firstly, I have to apologize because I know we had to meet face-to-face in studio, but as they say, duty calls out in Port Alfred this afternoon. Who do we credit for the band name? Quite a peculiar yet catchy name. Why, Lizard, why?
So, basically, what happened was, we obviously being in a punk band, we're quite late. So, we basically just put in punk rock band name into a random band name generator. And yeah. It came up with the name Why Lizard Why, but we just changed the Y, the actual word Y, W-H-Y, just to Y's at the end of the word Lizard. And then that kind of just stuck going forward.
I think it's not going to just stick with everyone. It's going to move to greater heights from year on forth. The band has been together for a couple of years now. How and when was this band birthed? Why Lizard Why?
So Warren's sister had a 40th birthday party, and she really wanted a band to play some Bon Jovi songs for her at the birthday. They had Music Kitchen, and he was kind of like, yeah, you want to play like 6 songs at a birthday party? And I'm like, okay, cool. And that's where it started pretty much. That's the first time we actually got together and jammed. But like, the band has changed quite a bit since then. We had a different drummer then. We had a different bassist. But it's Warren and myself. They have been from the start. It was 2021, I think.
Yeah, about 2021.
Well, I believe the band performs quite a few covers as well. What can we expect typically at a Why Lizard Why live show?
Yeah, so basically the songs that play is everything that influenced us when we were younger, the music that we listened to. So it's mostly 2000s rock, punk, and those types of bands. I mean, it includes Blink 182 and Green Day and all those types of bands from back then. And that's definitely our main influence when it comes to the music and what we play. And also our original music that we've written is very much based on the music that filled us as musicians when we were young.
Yeah, I'm loving the fact that you are taking the band to the next level and branching out by writing your own music. You have a full album. What can we expect on this album?
So, our guitar player, Barry, had downtime recently. And we weren't actually planning on becoming an original artist band. And Barry just sort of had some downtime, and he just said, sent us 12 instrumental pieces, and he was like, start writing, boys. So I started getting onto it with the lyrics. Drummer started getting on with the drums. Shark helps a lot with the recording stuff and the bass stuff, and it just kind of grew from there. And yeah, here we are. We have our own music, and we're super excited about it. And can't wait to see where it goes.
Well, we're excited as well. We're featuring the song I'll Be Wrong. What is the song all about?
So basically the song, everybody always asks me that. The song is about like a futile argument. You know, I don't know if you've ever been in an argument with someone.
Because everyone's right.
Literally, it's just going nowhere. And basically the song is me just saying, okay, it's fine. I know I'm right, but I'll be wrong anyway. You know, and kind of if you look at the state of the world now, there's just a lot of people who think they're right all the time. So I guess we'll just be wrong then, you know. And that's kind of what the song's about.
I'm loving the analogy. Thank you so much for sharing. All right, you've got quite a few gigs coming up. It's a busy festive season for the band itself. Where can fans catch you live?
This coming weekend, we are playing at Cool City Newton. That's Saturday the 6th. That's our first gig, and that's going to be our first gig since June, I think.
Yeah, since June.
Yeah, so we haven't had a lot of time to rehearse, so we're all a bit nervous, I think. We're actually all going to have little practices at home and stuff tonight, because we've got to brush up on our skills, you know. But yeah, that's the first one. And then we have Music Kitchen on the 12th.
13th.
13th, sorry. Yeah, that's Music Kitchen. We're doing a DJ. It's actually Ian, the owner of Music Kitchen's birthday party. So that's quite a big one for us. We played a lot there and love playing at the Music Kitchen. And then the 14th, Soundwaves Music Festival, that's at Ziggy's Rock and Reggae Cafe, Ziggy's Fine Lodge. Quite a few acts there from the afternoon through to the evening. And then on the 20th of December, RHBC, Richard Hill Brewing Company, they are doing a Rage Against the Machine tribute with Calm Like a Bomb, another band that I'm part of. We're putting on a Rage Against the Machine tribute there, and while it's about, some of the opening for them. And yeah, that's it for the year.
All right, fantastic. I'm so happy for you guys. You're kind of busy, and hopefully this will escalate in the new year as well with more gigs coming your way and so forth. Before I let you go, how can we get hold of your music? Do you have a social media platform for our listeners to connect with you?
Yes, we're basically on all the platforms, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. People can just search Y, Lizard Y, with the two Y's at the front and the back, and they can find us, and there will be links to everything that we have. Yeah, you can also catch us on our website, and then we're also on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube music coming soon. They need our driver's license for some reason.
Oh boy, it boggles the mind at times.
Weirdest thing. Yeah.
There we go. Why, Lizard? Why, gents? Thank you so much for joining me on the Friday Music Club this afternoon, and we'll catch you at a gig somewhere in the friendly city.
Cool. Before you go, I'm gonna get a stick if I don't give a shout out to my son Grayson. Love you, boy. And I'll see you when I get home later.
There we go. I'll go a country. Why, Lizard? Why on I'll go from his Friday Music Club with their latest offering called I'll Be Wrong.
ZA.